And joining us on the phone for the KMZU Dream Team this year, we have Coach Hunsiker, a girls coach at Boonville Class 3, giving us his nominations this year for the Dream Team. Coach, why don't you start with the first nomination for this year's Dream Team?
Let's take and nominate Paige Renfro, who's a junior for us. She has been a starter for us the last 3 years and been a all-conference player, NCMC all-conference player in the last 3 years, along with all district, and pretty much about any honor you can get around here. And then Missouri, she's had a great career so far. She's a very resilient player for us. She took in during soccer last year, took in tore her ACL, so she pretty much missed all summer activities and got released about 3 or so weeks before the season even started. And again, she was kind of a question mark. We didn't know how she would respond and how she would do, but she did a great job of, again, bouncing back and kind of not far from where she left off her sophomore year.
And what kind of impact, I know you're talking about everything on the court and the accolades, what kind of impact has she had off the court for your basketball program this year?
Yeah, she's just a great leader. I mean, she is a basketball player first. So all the other girls know that, you know, she puts her time in, she wants to do good. And, you know, we did have some senior captains, but when it came to, you know, making sure we, you know, girls were where they were supposed to be and just, you know, get the message across to girls, you know, off the court and stuff, she was always there for us and did a great job. So, you know, she's going to be, it's going to be nice to have her around for one more year leading the Lady Pirate program.
And why don't we go on to the next nomination, which is a freshman for you. So somebody that you're going to have for another 3 years, but Jamie Lemons, why don't you talk about the impact she had on the court this year and how much you see her growing in the future?
Sure. Well, Jamie came to us a couple years ago from Marshall, Missouri. So she was a girl that transferred over here, and it was nice because when Morgan Edwards all-stated for us last year with our third and state team, we didn't know who's going to take in and fill those shoes that was left. And Jamie came in and made a huge impact as a freshman and actually led us in scoring. Her and then Paige averaged somewhere around 12 points a game. And Jamie is also our leading rebounder with about almost 7.5 to 8 rebounds a game. So she impacted the game quite a bit for us, just give us that inside presence. And she was one who by far made huge strides throughout the year. And you expect that with a freshman as well. You know, they just improved from game number one till, you know, game 30. And she did a good job. And like I said, we kind of expect her to take and keep improving the skills she needs to develop into a better post player. And sky's the limit for her the next 3 years.
And you know, I know we talked about Jamie Lemons has got, obviously you got both these girls back next year. So what does that do for your program, you know, after not this last season, but the season before, going pretty deep to state and whatnot? Where do you think you guys sit next year with these two girls and the rest of your team next year for the program?
Well, besides Paige and Jamie, we got four returning starters. We've got six girls that, you know, six of our top 10 will be back. So I think that number one is confidence. You know, this year we finished the season 19-9. Made it all the way back to the quarterfinals before we lost to a very good St. Pius X team out of Kansas City. So confidence will be there, knowing that we have the pieces. You know, last year, we reload rather than rebuild. But deep down, we kind of knew we had a lot of new pieces. We graduated 3. We had another starter take and move out of the district. So we had a lot of JV players from last year, you know, having to come up with a different role. This year, we have a lot of that nucleus back. So you know, like I said, I think it just kind of, you know, adds to our confidence and hopefully take and just kind of, you know, get back to what we were doing this year.
Coach, again, we appreciate the nominations this year, and I know we saw you guys play a couple times last year. We broadcasted, so we look forward to seeing Paige Renfro and Jamie Lemons next year on the basketball court.
Hey, thank you, guys.
No problem. That was Coach Hunsiker, girls basketball coach over there at Boonville High School, home of the Lady Pirates, giving us his nominations for this year's Dream Team.